On the 14th of November, members of Code Pink appeared outside the Cannon House office building on Capitol Hill under a mock Predator drone. A banner called out General Petraeus, saying he's really in bed with drones. That's a bad romance if I ever heard of one. One by one, the protesters laid down on the sidewalk and were covered with mock bloody sheets as Code Pink staged a mock drone attack on themselves. Each protester read out the name of a child or teenager killed by U.S. drones, most of them in Pakistan.
Killer drones are a crime
from Pakistan to Palestine!
Killer drones are a crime
from Pakistan to Palestine!
What the hell? My other vehicle is unmanned?
Drones are killing innocent civilians all over the world!
Dying for four civilians, two women, two children, killed by the Royal Air Force, the British, in Afghanistan. A drone, 11th of July, 2011.
I'm symbolically dying for Abdul Rahman Al-Awlaki, a 16-year-old American born in Denver, killed by a U.S. drone in Yemen.
I'm symbolically dying for Amir Syed, age 15, in Pakistan.
I am symbolically dying for Noor Aziz, age 8.
I am symbolically dying for Abdul Wasif, 17, only 5 years younger than I am, who died by a drone attack in Pakistan.
We are demonstrating here today the deaths of so many thousands of people who have been killed by drone attacks. These pilotless robotic planes that drop weapons out of the sky that kill innocent children, women, and men in Pakistan, Yemen, and Somalia. We're here today to say to the new Congress and to President Obama, it's time to stop the killing. It's absolutely inhumane and illegal and unjust to have a kill list to inflict on Terror Tuesdays and other days of the week merciless bombing and murdering of children, of innocent people. We can imagine as we look on these bloody sheets, our own families, our own loved ones, and how would we feel if someone was attacking us with robotic planes in the United States? We have to stop these killer drones, and we have to stop the violence. And we're here today as Code Pink to say no more killer drone attacks and to renew our commitment today, 1 week after the election, to working as hard as we can for the next 4 years to stop this violence, to stop the killer drone attacks, to stop the terror. And we're also here to send a message to the people of Pakistan and around the world that not all Americans support this violent policy of our elected officials, and that Americans want peace and justice, that we don't want violence, that we don't want this killing. Many of us here today just returned from a delegation to Pakistan, meeting with drone victims and survivors, hearing their stories, feeling their pain, and connecting with them. Coming home with broken hearts, many of us now come to Congress to share those stories, to share those truths, and to ask our leaders to represent justice and freedom and equality and to stop representing violence and murder.
You heard that, Congress. It's not enough to put an end to the bad romance between former CIA Chief General Petraeus and drones. It's time to end Uncle Sam's bad romance with drones. Stop the drone murders. Get out of Afghanistan. Get the drones out of Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Libya, Mali, and every place else drones are killing people.
Roma, Roma, Gaga, ooh la la, what's your bad romance?